happened once again in recent days, as you say. Unfortunately, everything that was dumped, Michaela, pretty much everything there that was dumped, as you see from the photo, all could have went to a recycling centre free of charge, no issue at all with charge or anything else. But somebody chose, in the hindsight, to drive there, dump it off beside Toronto, drive off again, and just leave it there for everybody to see. It's unacceptable, uncalled for, and it should not be happening at this day and age. For whatever reason, Michaela, with this incident, the last day of mostly, as you see there in the photos, it's all basically, it's basically kind of some toys there, the bits of machinery there, there were strimmers there, all stuff that could have went into a skip and even yardless. And for whatever reason now, the dumping seems to be getting more and more common all through the place. We've stuff like that the last day. We have along the road now, it's just papers, cans, bottles everywhere. I don't know why it seems to be getting more obvious now than it was before. I think people were better before and seemed to just be going to hell now. Or they just seem to put the water down now or stop at the car and throw out the bag of rubbish and then go. And it's very unfair, you know. But all the people, the tidy towns and everything else in Fulcara, there are a group of people there in Fulcara, the tidy towns there in Fulcara have to be commended. They go out far and beyond the call of duty, as do the people in Bethany and Crystal and so on, Carol Crown, all through the place, to keep our towns and villages and all our roads tidy. And I still can't understand why these people choose then to come along, to dump the rubbish, throw out bags of rubbish, maybe whatever, along the place and along the roads when they come. There's no need for it, like. But it's just, it's setting a bad, it's really, like, for example, the last day, when I came out myself the last day, there were two car loads of hikers there at that time at Toronto. They were getting ready to walk the mountain or whatever, like. It's very bad for those people like that, visitors to the area, parking up beside the grotto, going for a walk, going for a hike, as they did. And all this rubbish lying beside them, like, it sets a very bad precedent for the local area here, for any area come to it, and there is no need for it. But I don't know what needs to be done. I do feel like we've asked for before, we're going to have to go down the road with cameras. That's the only answer. I know at the minute all that stuff's moving through the house of the rocks and everything else on CCTV and all this kind of stuff, to get all that cleared. And hopefully that will be cleared up eventually in the very near-hand future, that there will be no issues in with CCTV, no matter where it is, mobile cameras, hidden cameras, whatever the case may be, and just catch these culprits, because catching them and finding them, and indeed possibly as well, Michaela, going further than that, putting the recordings up on social media might not be a bad idea, to act as a deterrent to stop the rubbish dumping, because most of the rubbish now that has been dumped, to be fair, can be taken to a skip in most places, disposed of free of charge. I know not all of it can, but at the same time, a lot of the rubbish that has been dumped can be taken to skips, you see, and it's not that expensive to get a bin. It's probably one of the most cheaper things at the minute, Michaela, out of all the things of your household that it is to deal with. Getting the bin at your house, getting the waste tag, whatever, getting the bin bag, well, we'll have bin bags for you, but getting the waste tags for your bins is one of the more cheaper things to at the moment to deal with. But it just seems to be the thing that people are taking the chance and dumping it along the road, which is, it's just scandalous, Michaela, to be fair. And I'll just appeal to people to stop, please stop doing it, and please have respect for the people that are doing tidying along the roads, the tidy towns, everything else, the groups that go out in all areas to make our areas nice and tidy. And I'll just ask them to stop doing it, because there's no need for it, and it's just creating a bad atmosphere. It's not nice for tourists here. It's setting a bad precedent for the county. They're taking people coming here for the day, they're taking photos, possible recordings, whatever, fun days out. And through all of this then, the rubbish, everything else appearing then, it's just not needed. It's not called for. The thing annoys me, though, we then ourselves then to different counties possibly for a holiday, a day out, whatever. You don't seem to see the same situation. It's not in other counties, but our own county here, unfortunately, Donegal now, is getting quite bad. For rubbish being dumped, both illegal dumping and, as I say, putting down the water, throwing it, the bottle, the can, whatever, crisp bags. along the road. There's no need for it. I think it's just us time that we all just, people realise that it can't be done, and just take your rubbish home and just give the people in the area a break, and look, give the countryside a break, the mayor and everything else as well, would be good.